It's all about cotton. This is I Grow Cotton, presented by Cotton Incorporated. After this.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
When you think of World Trade Organization and cotton, you easily think back to the Brazilian challenge of the U.S. program. But challenges continue day after day, says Dr. Gary Adams with the National Cotton Council.
Cotton has been a focus of in the WTO for years, and it's still there in many countries, particularly some of the developing countries in West Africa, push on trying to extract additional concessions out of the United States in terms of support to cotton farmers. It did come up again at this most recent ministerial. We were very glad to see that the U.S. team, both USTR and USDA, and led by Ambassador Lighthizer, took a strong stance in defending the interest of U.S. farmers and really showed some support there and pushing back on any calls for any additional concessions. USTR is committed to trying, you know, eventually to get to a good agreement, but one that contains the right balance and one that actually opens markets while protecting the interest and the support that we can provide to our producers. So we have to continue to be on guard and watch the actions of the WTO, because those negotiations and talks will move forward from this ministerial, and you know, that'll be an activity we have to stay on top of.
With another edition of Growing Cotton, I'm Tony St. James.